This is where I found you, sitting scared and alone on the unfriendly pavement, your spiritless body leaning against the beer-stained trash can on the sidewalk of the frats. You had been there for an hour. You texted. You called me 4 times until I picked up. You knew I didn't want you going to that party. Do you see the blue and red LED lights gleaming in the living room of Delta Kappa? The mudded leaves underneath your discolored shoes. I know you were trying to remember, but you can't. You were too far gone by the time I found you. You don't recall the night you left me, the night I lost my best friend. But let me try and remind you, because maybe it will bring you back. It's not like I will ever forget this path. I walk it every day, just hoping for a different outcome. But the story always ends the same. This way, west along Westbrook. Your ailing body swayed as I picked you off the ground, your right arm dragged along the black fencing. I want to sleep, you whispered, as you began to faintly touch the pointed tips of the fence. Just for me, can you trace your fingertips along the metal railing, so I know you're here with me? Does it bring back any sort of feeling? Anything? No? Let's move on then. Come on, we continued forward. You see, I thought you just had too much to drink. It was always tequila. I can never get those glass bottles out of your hands. You were stubborn that way, but I loved you for it. At the crossing, I pulled you to the right, just before Greenwood's Commons, and we followed the path heading left past that building with the peeling brown paint. You always thought it looked like a farmhouse, and I would just laugh at you. Why did you think they would store cows on campus? But your hands were starting to get clammy. I thought you just needed some fresh air, and I knew the perfect place. Remember the trees we would always escape to in freshman year? I really hope you do. It was our secret hideaway. When we had that awful breakup with Oliver, we just sat on the swings under the tall mossy pines for hours, eating ice cream. You don't know what I'm talking about, do you? It's okay. I'll show you. This way, where the cars are parked. Can you feel the brick under your weakening legs? Maybe that will jog your memory. We passed through the gate and took the next right past the gated electrical source all the way to the end of the path. Maybe this was me being selfish. You wanted to go home, but I thought our special spot under the sheltered leaves would save you. You always loved the outdoors, feeling the wind in your thick golden hair. But for now, feel the vines to your left, coating the path with fluorescent light. I doubt you really knew what was happening at this point, but I want you to be able to feel the freshness now. You deserve that much. We continued straight across the street onto Kiermos Road, ending up in the parking lot, walking to the end of it. Each step withered your body more, but now I started to rush you. I wanted to get you to our safety net. Your state was deteriorating, your breath slowed down. If we just reached the swings, if we just reached the protection of the consoling branches, everything would be okay. At the end of the lot, we turned right, up 3 small stairs. And there, I could see it, our swing set, glowing silver, in between the 2 tree stumps, only about 70 meters away, the towering pine trees ready to watch over us. This was it. You were going to be okay. I like to think there was a smile on your face when you saw the trees too. I like to think you remember now. I like to think that the swings, our happiness, was the last thing you do actually remember. Because in a split second, you were on the ground. I should have been at that party. I should have called 911 sooner. By the time the sirens were yelling in our ears, you were gone. It was an overdose. For those of you listening to the story of my best friend, if you have a moment, walk to the swing set and take a seat. be grateful that you can feel the wind in your hair. Take a moment, because my best friend doesn't have another.